This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel emphasizes increasing government initiation to strengthen economy. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung emphasizes on IT development and economic stability. And Israel says bodies of six Gaza hostages recovered. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel says that the government is prepared to take stronger actions to boost the economy. Speaking at the 26th Annual General Meeting of the Society of Economic Journalists, Minister Podel highlighted that while economic indicators are improving, investor and consumer confidence remains low. Minister Podel attributed economic difficulties to past political instability, but expressed confidence that the stable government will lead to economic improvements. Minister Podel urged the private sector to move past complaints and focus on investment, production and employment. Minister Podel also noted that the monetary policy from Nepal-Russia Bank is flexible and aims to address economic issues. Likewise, Governor of Nepal-Russia Bank, Mahaprasad Adhikari, and industry leaders also commented on economic improvements and suggested further steps to enhance production, investment and infrastructure development. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung said the government will focus on lawmaking and policy making this year. Minister Gurung stresses the need to make information technology reliable and accessible and has outlined a 100-day action plan for digital development. Likewise, Minister Gurung notes that while people expect quick results, the government is working to fix past issues and speed up development. The main priorities include enhancing economic stability, improving relations with neighboring countries, and addressing stalled development projects. The government aims to complete long-delayed projects, manage budgets more effectively, and ensure public safety and good governance. The Minimum Common Program is being developed but has not been made public yet. Six people were injured in a jeep accident that took place in Rishing Rural Municipality 1, Japutar, this morning. According to District Police Office Tanahu, six people were injured when a jeep headed to Damauli fell into the roadside drain. According to the police, there were no casualties in the accident and the condition of the injured is normal. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has initiated the hearing process for the proposed ambassadors to various countries. The committee will hear from 4 of the 17 proposed candidates for ambassadorial appointments today. The committee has received 9 complaints regarding these nominations and has allowed 6 complainants to present their views during the meeting. The majority of complaints highlighted concerns that the principle of inclusion, which reflects the spirit and sentiments of the Constitution, was overlooked in the ambassadorial recommendations, seeking corrections over it. Chairperson of CPN Maoist Center Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that leadership cannot be simply handed as a gift. In his address to a press meet organized by the Press Center Banke at Nabalganj today, Chair Dahal said the party believes in the production of leaders through a system and practices it accordingly. Likewise, Chair Dahal said he is not an irreplaceable figure to hold the chair post within the party and is focused on preparing his successor through a system. Chair Dahal also took the opportunity to assure that the party will remain united, dismissing rumors of a possible split. The erstwhile Prime Minister also accused the two largest parties, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, of forcefully toppling the government led by him, though he was performing well. Landslide has obstructed the Dumri-Bisi-Sahar road following incessant rains. Thanesor Chapai, the information officer at the District Police Office Longjung, said it has been difficult to remove the landslide debris as the landslide amidst continuous rain. Vehicles heading towards various destinations, including Tanahu, Kathmandu, Pokhara and Chitwan and vice versa, have been stranded following obstruction of the road. However, it has been operational one way now. Likewise, the Madi Thori road in Chitwan has also been obstructed due to the flooding caused by the swollen Ganga rivulet following incessant rain since last night. The Lower Arun Hydroelectricity Project in Sakuasava District, Kosi Province will affect 268 families. The 669 megawatt project proposed by India's Satlung Jal Vidyut Nigam will require acquiring 65 hectares of local land, 70 hectares of forest land and 6 hectares of public land. The compensation of ₹1.40 billion will be provided to affected locals. The Food Technology and Quality Control Office, HETAUDA, has sued 45 business firms and individuals in fiscal year 2023 to 2024 for various trade-related offences, including selling substandard and date-expired food. The cases were filed based on varied offences established through lab tests of the samples collected by the office and various division offices last fiscal year. Cases have been filed under the Food Purity and Quality Act. Public health expert Dr. Sher Bahadur Poon has cautioned towards potential entry of communicable diseases anywhere in the country through the means of travel. Taking part in a health-related program in Kathmandu yesterday, Dr. Poon said Mpox, or also known as monkeypox, that has presently spread in Africa and the European countries may arrive in Nepal. Dr. Poon also said that medical experiences to date say that Mpox is not as deadly as COVID-19. In medical assessment, it is an infection on the skin like chickenpox. Mpox, the viral infection, has so far spread in 40 countries in the world. A meeting of the board of directors of the Nepal Oil Corporation has decided to drop the price of petrol by 2 rupees per litre and diesel and kerosene by rupees 1 per litre with effect from this morning. A source from Nepal Oil Corporation said the price of domestic aviation fuel has also been reduced by 5 rupees per litre and that of international aviation fuel by USD 37 per kiloliter. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United Nations condemned Israel for causing severe damage in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank, where residents lack basic necessities due to the siege. According to Al Jazeera, Palestinian health officials have called for a ceasefire in Gaza to allow a polio vaccination campaign amid ongoing Israeli attacks that have killed at least 61 people in the past 24 hours. The Israel Defense Forces recovered the bodies of 6 Israel captives from a tunnel in Rafah, according to BBC. The Israel Defense Forces stated they were killed by Hamas before the bodies were found. The conflict has resulted in over 40,530 deaths in Gaza since October 7. Russia has made advances recently, potentially overshadowing Ukraine's recent cross-border attack in the Kursk region. According to the BBC, Russian forces are now just a few kilometers from Pokrovsk, a crucial logistic hub for Ukraine's military. Pokrovsk, which includes a key railway station and major roads, is vital for supplying and reinforcing Ukrainian troops on the Eastern Front. Critics in Kyiv are concerned that Ukraine's military miscalculated by focusing on Kursk instead of reinforcing the Eastern Front, leaving important towns like Pokrovsk vulnerable. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged the difficult situation and military expert warned that losing Pokrovsk could lead to a collapse of the entire front line. Russian President Vladimir Putin began a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Now an international sports update. The para-triathlon events at the Paris 2024 Paralympics have been postponed by 24 hours because of poor water quality in the river Seine. World Triathlon said in a statement that all 11 triathlon races had been due to take place on Sunday, but heavy rain in Paris has caused water quality in the Seine River to drop. The event will now take place on Monday, subject to further tests. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the provinces of the Gandaki province. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podil emphasizes increasing government initiation to strengthen economy. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung emphasizes on IT development and economic stability. And Israel says bodies of 6 Gaza hostages recovered. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.